greet y'all this morning in Jesus' precious name. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Our Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We just ask your blessing upon us, Father, as we open your word. Lord, we just pray that you would give us wisdom and courage, Father. We again thank you for all that you do for us. Fill us with your spirit. Give us wisdom, understanding, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. Open your Bibles to Mark chapter 13. Again, I think with a quote from a book in Psalms, where there's a question. It says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I want to just go ahead and read here in Mark chapter 13 and verse 24. It says, but in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers that are in the heavens shall be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send forth his angels, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, and from the farthest end of the earth to the farthest end of heaven. What I want to bring out this morning is that in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. In the Bible, there are several times, one time in Egypt, where one of the plagues that God sent upon the earth was darkness. And in Revelation, it talks about a darkness where men will gnaw their teeth because it's a darkness that is so dark it can be felt, that men would chew their tongues or chew their teeth because the darkness is so great. And that's what I want to talk about today. The Bible also talks many times about storms, being out at sea. And I think if we look at the Bible and throughout history, there's times of rising and times of waning in the church or in the people of God. And I think that has to do with just the Lord just withdrawing himself from the earth, because there is a lack of vessels to give his light, as we see in the children of Israel in the times that they were doing what God wanted to do and carrying out his will. God was with them doing all kinds of great things. Then as they would cool off, then the enemy would rise. It's like a just a vacuum. The Bible talks about a man that had seven spirits, and his house was empty, but it wasn't empty for long because the spirits realized that the house was empty, so they came back with seven times what they had before. And that's why the warnings or the instructions that the Bible gives us is to be prepared, to be watching and waiting. But as we're watching and waiting in this darkness, sometimes the darkness gets so great. The Bible talks about a darkness that a light won't even penetrate. You know, a lot of times we see darkness whenever it gets dark outside. If you light a light, wow, you can see the light a long ways away. Just one little light. But the Bible talks about a darkness that is so dark that the light doesn't even penetrate it. That's darkness. And I think we're living in a time that it's almost like that. There's just, we can have a light, but it just doesn't shine very far. It doesn't diminish God's power. It's just, it's His time. It's His way of drawing this world to a conclusion. It's a time of withdrawing Himself because the world is coming to an end. And the ironic thing about darkness that we're living in now is that just like throughout all history, it appeared that they were walking in light. It appeared that they were walking in light. The people in the Jewish time, whenever Jesus was here, they were assured they were right. We're living in a time where the Bible is more available than it's ever been in any time in the world. It's there. It's everywhere. Everybody knows it. People quote from it. From the strangest circles that you would find, they're quoting the Bible. But yet, there's a darkness that surrounds it. There's people that study and study and study the Bible and never find the knowledge of the truth. We're living in a time where knowledge has increased to such a level that it's almost unbelievable how much knowledge, and yet there's so little wisdom. So little wisdom. These are the times we live in. Sometimes at first glance it appears like there's light everywhere. There's Bible everywhere. There's knowledge everywhere. But because of the darkness, it's just a false light. It's a false hope. There's nothing there. I just want to encourage us as we continue to live our lives that as we walk in this path, the foundations are shaking. The light is just not everywhere like we would like it to be. It's like whenever we're lost at sea, there's the only thing we have sometimes is our hope. And that's where this faith comes in. One of the songs talked about that His promises are sure. I think a lot of people are so confident in the religion, so sure of it, that they might not even know what we're talking about here. to have doubts, to have fears, to not actually know where our next step is going to lead, but just to keep walking anyway. Sometimes, as you pursue through your Christian life, you know, it's kind of exciting at first. It's kind of fun at first. It's kind of thrilling at first. Then as you go along, that begins to diminish. And our interests turn elsewhere. And soon we're just floating along. As we proceed in this life, as we go on through this life, in this time, perilous times, the Bible talks about it, times of darkness, times of trial, there comes a time when the foundations that you've trusted in or hoped in become shaky, and you don't really know the direction you're going. And the only thing you have is faith. Sometimes a faith that you can't even understand or can't even feel. But you just got to keep on going. The Bible says to draw near to the Lord, and He will draw nigh to thee. And that doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, you'll just feel His comfort and presence all the time. But if you draw near to Him, He's there. Just like all the times in the Bible, it just seems like all is lost. The little poem that talks about the footprints in the sand, and the man looks back towards his life, and for a while he sees two sets of footprints, and then at the darkest time of this man's life, he sees only one set of footprints. And so he's kind of discouraged. He asks the Lord whenever he looks back over his life, and he says, Lord, whenever my darkest time was there, where did you go? Because I only see one set of footprints in the sand. And the Lord reminded him, He said, I was carrying you through that. Here he thought he was forsaken. Jesus, at His toughest hour on the cross, He cried out, He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Even Jesus felt all alone. Even Jesus cried out in despair, saying, where are you, God? Now, we have so many today that just seem to float along. They're walking with the Lord. They're talking with the Lord. And it's just seems like everything is wonderful. There may be people that can do that for a while. But when you look at the life of Jesus, you see that that's not the way it is all the time. We walk through a veil of tears. We walk through this veil of darkness. But God is still there. God is still there. When all the foundations of the earth are shaken, everything's fallen apart all around us, God is still there. You know, if there was persecution and there was hard times and everyone was hungry and starving and there was nothing, no hope anywhere we could find, that we could look up and the only thing we have to hold on to is God. But there's a time of prosperity. There's a time where we have everything we need. We have everything we want. We have plenty of food. We have plenty of things. And we get disillusioned. Because God isn't all we need. That's where it gets hard. To keep our focus. To keep our faith resting on God. Whenever there's nothing, there's no hope, the world offers no hope, the world looks like a gloomy place, a dangerous place, we have nothing, we have God. We can trust in God. We can rest in Him. But whenever we're living in prosperous times and good times, and even though there's dangers and troubles and perils all around us, it gets cloudy, it gets foggy, and it gets dark. And we forget that the only thing we really have is God. That's when we need Him the most. When we don't think we need Him is when we need Him the most. We're living in dangerous times, perilous times. And a lot of that peril is not because someone's knocking at our door trying to kill us. It's because knowledge is everywhere. A false light is everywhere. False hope is everywhere. We have what we need. We draw away from God. We drift away from God. Bible teaches that in Isaiah, it talks about prophecy that whenever things are bad, it said the verse, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I answer their prayers. Then will He heal their land. We look for all kinds of things to heal the darkness around us. We try everything to heal the stupidity that's all around us. We wonder why people can be so blinded. The answer is, if my people will humble themselves and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. The only light, we've talked about it before, the only light that's in this world is what God has given us. God doesn't use big beacons. He doesn't just create things. That's what you're for. You are the light of the world. And it's not because you're loud and noisy, trying to be noticed. It's because you are the light of the world. And sometimes the light that you have, you know, I've often thought, boy, if we just really are full of light, the whole world would just shake and quiver about us. But that's not the way it works. Whenever there's darkness all about, you know, we read about the revivals of old times, and it's a real blessing to read about them. How that one man just gets a hold of a Bible and just turns the world upside down. And everyone seemingly turns to God. And it's a blessing. And we'd love to see that again. But the reality is whenever we're in this much darkness, we might only be able to shed light to a few people around us. We might not turn the world upside down. All we can do is brighten the corner where we are. Like the little song says, just brighten the corner where you are. God is still there. The Lord is still on the throne. He still has the whole world in His hands. And it doesn't matter that this world turns completely against Him. When Jesus returns, He'll set all things in order. We'll find that He was there all the time, even though many times it seems like He's not. May the Lord help us to be faithful, just to be that little light in the little corner that He's placed you.
To God be the glory, great things He has.
Praise the Lord. Christ of Lords and Kings is King. Let it sound from shore to shore. Jesus reigns forevermore. Now the desert lands rejoice, and the islands join their voice. Yea, the whole creation sings. Jesus is the King of Kings. See the ransom mill. Palms of conquest in their hands, this before the throne their strain. Hell is vanquished, death is slain. Blessing honor, glory, light are the conqueror's native right. Thrones and power. All things with the bright say come.